And you've got a lot of things floating through the legislature right now. I think the one that is gaining the most interest and what most people are talking about is the constitutional carry bill that is, I guess there are about three of them that are sort of wending their way through the process. And I wanted to ask you about that because I'm reading in some quarters there is a feeling that, the governor's bill, the one that he is supposed to be supportive of, is not really what they call true constitutional carry in that it only refers to handguns but not into any other kind of weaponry.
Yeah, well, not all states are like that either. And so there's one group of people who want you to be able to carry a firearm, just like you can carry a handgun. And in Tennessee, currently, you can carry a firearm, just not loaded. But you can carry it unloaded. But this bill would only address handguns.
Well, which one do you think, because I think there are three different bills making their way through the legislature, which one do you think is going to emerge as the preeminent bill?
I think the governor's bill will. It's funded, so it has the best chance of going forward. And it does have constitutional carry. You can always go back after you pass this and you feel comfortable with it and then adding some more to it at a later date. You know, in the General Assembly, usually you try to get a bill in the form where you think you can pass it, not where it will fail. And so I think it's one good step in getting us forward to true constitutional carry.
Well, I don't want to belabor the point, but what would you say to those who look at the governor's bill and say it's not true constitutional carry if there are still restrictions on some kind of weaponry?
Well, I would say it is constitutional carry in the aspect of you have a right to carry a handgun. You know, you can carry a firearm right now. It just can't be loaded, but you can have the bullets in a backpack if you so choose.
Yeah.
That's the way it's always been. So this is the first step to get permitless carry inside the state of Tennessee.
And you would not be opposed to doing another round if this goes well?
I mean, I think if it goes well, people have to get comfortable with something first before you can open up the door fully. And so this is a great first step that we've been trying to get this step now for over a decade. And so to have the opportunity to do this, there's no need to try to pass something that could potentially fail in the House or Senate.
Oh, so you think that if you were to do the other, that it might not have the support to get through the legislature?
Not at this point. No, I mean, the handgun is not going to be over 60 some odd votes on the House floor, I don't think. I think it might be low 60s. And so that you put firearm on there, I think you erode your votes.
Yeah, and so I hear the ads on the radio, even on this station, where they're saying that they should reach out to the lieutenant governor. Is that where the blockage would be on something like that?
I think there's more blockage than just the lieutenant governor. I mean, I think as we're talking to people about handguns, there's people who have issues with that. They think that's a little too far. But, you know, I think we do have the votes for that, and we hope to have that on the floor. You know, I think sometimes people have a right to oppose any bill they want, but sometimes even when you try to do constitutional carry, some of these groups are hitting members who are voting for this, knowing that you can't pass the other, and all they're doing is deteriorating the relationship that they would have with that member later on,
yeah,
by calling them, you know, Feinstein-likers.